It's WHYY News. I'm Matt Gillum. It's the first day of school for lots of kids across the region. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that includes pupils in Philly.
School Superintendent Tony Watlington started the day by greeting bus drivers, then going to the McClure School in Hunting Park.
We are not finished. We've got an awful lot of work to do. While we've made some significant improvement, we know that the majority of our young people are still not at grade level in reading and math, and so we're going to double down.
School Board Head Reginald Streeter spoke about the transition process to implement the facility's master plan.
While some decisions will be tough, and we all know some decisions have been tough, we must all remain resolute in our commitment to improving outcomes and creating the conditions for every student to thrive.
The students at Kensington High are starting their school year in temporary quarters, as an asbestos cleanup will probably take until the first quarter of 2027. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The founder of Philadelphia's Village of Arts and Humanities, Lily Yeh, will receive the Goy Peace Award in Tokyo this November. It's given annually in recognition of someone's work promoting peace and harmony. Past recipients include Bill Gates and Jane Goodall. Yeh is the first artist to receive the award since it started in 2000.
Art is not a noun, it's a verb. Action, and through creating beauty, then you embrace everything. The pain, the suffering, the dark, the broken, the talent, imagination, and that's what art is.
Yeh stepped down from the Village of Arts and Humanities in 2004 to focus on international community art projects through her organization, Barefoot Artists. Outside right now in Philadelphia, some clouds moving over the city, but still some blue peeking through. 80 degrees outside in Center City. That's about where we're going to get for the day. Expect patchy sunshine for the rest of the afternoon. Skies clear out in the overnight hours. Temperatures eventually getting down into the lower 60s late tonight. And tomorrow should be similar to today for Tuesday. Mostly sunny skies, highs around 80. It's 2:06, and you're listening to WHYY.